Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
We're back, boo. Welcome to the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And this time we've got two extra members.
We've got so much to catch up on.
I've had a baby.
And I've had a baby.
So there's so much to talk about. Let's get straight into it. Emma, would you like to introduce us to your new baby?
I would love to. Here's baby Sadie.
And she's a girl.
Oh my gosh, I was shook.
Shooketh to the chorus.
Shooketh. When I saw those labia staring me in the face in theatre, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was so convinced we were having a boy.
So convinced. Those tulips, don't they say? Tulip. The best flower you'll ever see. Honestly.
I couldn't believe it. I don't know why. I mean, obviously it was 50-50. I don't know why I was so convinced we were having a boy, but I just thought it was the same as last time. I thought I was carrying pretty big again and Joseph was a big baby. I just thought, and also I think it's just easier to think like familiar, isn't it? You just think you're going to have what you know again.
Grow another dick.
So yeah, I thought I was growing a willy inside me, but it turns out I was not.
No.
I was growing a little girl.
And technically, when we look really side by side, the bumps are different.
They are different. And I think all those old wives' tales, you know, are probably a load of rubbish. But loads of people did say to me, you're carrying high this time. I had nausea this time, which I didn't last time. It was actually quite a different pregnancy. So I don't know whether that any of that meant that
I did say to you, didn't I? That moment we sat on the floor, didn't we, in the old studio, and I said to you, I'm still sticking to my guns. I think it's a girl. And we were trying to say about baby names, weren't we? And I was like, tell me your names. And you were like, I will not.
I will not. Well, do you know, she didn't have a name for about a week because we just couldn't decide on anything. And I didn't really look at girl names because, like I say, I was just so convinced.
She was convinced.
We were having a boy. We had a boy name locked down. And then we were like, shit, what are we going to call her?
Are you going to share with her? Are you going to share with us your boy name? Or are you holding on to it just in case?
I really think this will be it. Judging by how the last 3 weeks have gone, I think this will be it.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. We've got so much to delve into.
The boy name was going to be Ellis, spelt the Welsh way with one L.
I really love that.
Yeah. But then... But then we went with Sadie because
she's a girl.
And Sadie was Stefan's grandmother's name and she lived until she was 101. So I feel like it's a good vibe.
Jesus Christ, Sadie. You got big shoes to fill there, girl.
I know. She's going to be around for a while yet.
Oh, and does she have a middle name?
She does, yeah. So Sadie is after Stefan's grandmother, but he wanted to pick a more Welsh kind of traditional name for the middle name. So
because Joseph has a very Welsh first name, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. His name is actually Tudur Joseph, that way round.
Yeah.
But because we thought English people would just struggle with Tudur, we call him Joseph, which is actually his middle name. But confusingly, we're calling Sadie. This is too much.
That is her English name to start with. And then she's got a Welsh middle name.
And then her middle name is Anwen.
Oh, beautiful.
She's little Sadie Anwen Powell Jones.
Oh, she sounds like a rock star already, doesn't she?
It's a lot of names, isn't it? I feel like four names is a bit extra, but here we are.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's the only time you can ever be extra. I feel like you waited so long, though. This is like the biggest surprise you're ever going to have. And I feel like this is like doubly a surprise for you because not only have you waited 9 months to find out the gender, it's also a girl.
Yeah. Like I say, couldn't believe it.
I'm still in shock.
And also, I was like, oh, I really don't mind. Like, I don't have any preference. Like, another boy would have been fine. Girl would have been nice. And people were, like, obsessed with being like, oh, you know, girl will be nice. Then you'll have one of each. And I was like, that's not really a big deal to me. I don't mind. And then when it was a girl, I said to Stefan, like, I'm surprised by how thrilled
much
I am.
I wanted this.
Yeah, I didn't know how much I wanted a girl until I had a girl. Like, I didn't think I minded, and then I was actually chuffed, you know?
Yeah,
it's so nice. Like, and now I really feel like we've completed the set and we can just retire.
Oh, I said that 5 years ago.
And here we are, looky here.
Looky here. But I am honestly, and I've been inundated with messages, and it was really hard because on the last episode, we did a little episode last week, just me and Chris catching up while Emma had her recovery time because Sadie was brand new to the world. We had so many messages and I couldn't say anything. One, because I generally didn't know anything. I messaged Emma, didn't I, on your due date? And I was like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I know, but nobody else knows that I know.
Yeah.
And like, today I know that she's having her baby. And then I was like, we just got to sit and wait. So I had lots of lovely messages of people asking about how you're doing. So aww. It feels like, and it generally, I wasn't saying anything because generally I didn't know anything. It was just Emma and her little family in your bubble, wasn't it? Yeah. You know, when people are like, you go onto a Facebook post and somebody does that, so glad we can finally speak about it and tell the world about your secret. And you're like, oh God, you're that friend, are you? I generally wasn't saying anything because I generally didn't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't put loads on, but the stuff that I have put on social media has been very well received, and comments, like you say, have been really lovely. So thank you to everyone who took time to comment and like and message and get in touch. It's been really lovely to read them. I loved your episode with Chris, by the way, and I have to say I was a little bit nervous that I might be replaced as a co-host, because he was a bloody natural, wasn't he?
I don't know, the blooper killed me. I feel like that's gonna live in my brain forever.
Okay, well, the edit was good.
It was a fun episode. It was nice to fill the gap until normality resumes, but this feels more comfy, you know?
Okay, he won't be coming back.
Maybe like when we need Stefan and Chris, when things are on the down, you know?
Yeah, no, when we're desperate.
I get it. But no, it's lovely to see you and lovely to have you back.
It's so nice to be back, isn't it? We feel a bit weird and a bit out of practice. Like, I thought I'd actually forgotten how to string a sentence together.
We also forgot what colour our names were on the interqueue. Is it an interqueue?
We can't even read anymore.
Basically.
We've had babies. Like, my brain's gone to mush.
We just got really overexcited, like a caged pigeon, to see each other. Like,
I feel like I can't concentrate on anything anymore. I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
How have you been? Because how is she? How old is she now?
Oh, she is 2.5 weeks. And
how's that been for you?
Let me tell you, newborns are a piece of piss.
A lot to be fucked with.
No, easy compared to toddlers. Jeez.
Oh,
I wish I'd known this.
I thought you were going to tell me something like, this has been the worst week of my life.
No, newborns on their own, absolutely fine. I wish I'd known that when we just had Joseph, because I feel like I didn't really appreciate how, and it's not easy, I'm being flippant, but how, like, I just didn't make the most of how, like, not complicated it was without a toddler as well.
Like, I put him on the bed the other day and I was like, should I do anything? Like, he's been led there for like an hour. Like, should I play with him? Should I do something? And Chris was like, why don't you just go for a bath? And I was like, oh no, I can't in case he wakes up. And he's like, you need to get a fucking grip. Yeah. Like, just leave him on the bed. He's going to be totally fine. Obviously, he was totally fine. The children, they just all led in the bed and watched a film. But you feel like, do I need to do more? And I feel like as a first-time mum, we did overcomplicate it.
Yeah, 100%.
You do. You're like, I need to do this and I need to do that. And you're like, no, just let him chill.
I wish I'd had this hindsight, which is obviously impossible. You're never going to know that with your first baby. But
never.
Yeah, I put her down. She just stays there. She doesn't move. She can't roll off the bed yet. I can go and have a shower. Like, it is,
you can poo without someone coming in.
Yeah, it's compared to having a toddler, it is straightforward. And she seems to me like a chilled baby, but I don't know whether that's just like second time parents. Like, we're probably more chilled with her.
Chilled.
So that makes it a little bit easier. But it's when you throw a toddler into the mix that things get really crazy.
I was going to ask you a huge question, but I feel like we need to wait until Monday's episode.
Okay. Do you want to hold it?
I feel like we need to. Yeah, I think I'm going to hold it. I think I'm going to hold out for the big question. I feel like if people can't get the big question.
Okay.
So you're going to have to hold out. I'll have to make... Can you hear him?
Yeah, he's very vocal. I have to say, we were a bit concerned about how much Sadie is asleep because she literally is so quiet. She barely opens her eyes. I think she's asleep for about 23 hours a day.
I'd say Renly's quite sleepy. He's a bit constipated at the moment, bless his heart.
Oh,
but
he's
quite sleepy. His awake time, conveniently, is between 10 and 11 p.m.
Oh, nice.
So much fun for us.
Yeah, she's up like every 2 hours in the night, I would say. Do you know what? I'm so jealous of your schedule, the bottle feeding schedule.
Oh, because you're on the boob.
You just know when it's coming. What, is he every 3 hours now?
Four. Every 4 hours, yeah. God. And at night time, I don't want to say it, but we're currently on 12 till 7:30.
Shut up. Get the hell out of here. I'm lucky if I get 90 minutes.
I don't want to say I'm a pro at this. No, no, I'm kidding. What a cunt. Stefan, she's a wanker.
Honestly, if I get 3 hours, that's a bloody good stretch at the moment.
Renly has some good awake time. I was trying to figure out as well before we went live as to how many days is between them.
Yeah,
so he's the 9th and she's the 22nd.
Obviously, I listened to your birth story on your Instagram and I listened to your episode with Chris. So I've had the lowdown, but what the hell? Sounded mental. How old even is he now? 4 weeks?
So he was born on the 9th of March and it's the 9th of April today.
Happy 1 month birthday.
Is it 1 month or is he 4 weeks?
Well, yeah, here or there, give or take.
So what is it? Would you say he's 4 weeks?
It's 1 month.
1 month.
But it's probably a bit longer.
I thought there was
4 weeks because there's like 31 days in March.
Okay, so you're a month old today.
Oh, one month old.
And it was his due date yesterday.
That's crazy to think he's been here for so long already.
And yesterday, technically, he should have been in my tummy up until that time. Look at the size of him.
That is wild. Is he piling on the pounds? He looks like a good size.
He isn't piling on the pounds. He has only just reached 9 pounds.
That's good. He was, what, 6'13 born?
6'13, yeah, but he was a little bit slow. So we went down to 6'13, down to 6'8, then down to 5'13.
Ooh.
So we lost quite a bit. Yeah. And then we're slowly creeping back up.
That's brilliant. £9. Yeah. Also mental to think that Joseph was £9.1 when he was born. He came out that size.
That's mental,
massive.
Isn't it? Well, yeah, imagine him coming out this whole size. Imagine the size of him if he'd gone full term.
I know. Well, I couldn't believe it when you said he was 6'13 and he came so early.
5 weeks. Was he 5 weeks early? 4 weeks and 3 days.
Was it just a mad experience? Like, I know you were in hospital for a long time, but the actual birth was super quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit traumatic. I was looking on my badger notes. Some people don't know what badger notes are. The badger notes are down here. We have our maternity notes now on your phone. Yeah. You don't have them in like a folder anymore down here. Well, some do and some don't. Depends on the trust. Like Southampton Trust does them on your phone, whereas Winchester, I think Winchester's different. But anywho, so the notes, and I was reading through them the other night while feeding Renly, and it was like 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. 15 minutes, 1 minute. And I was like, this is the whole, like the stages of my birth. And I was like, fuck, that bit was 1 minute. And then going back to like Colby's and Dottie's, Colby's was like an hour and 47 minutes at the same stage. And Dottie's was like 52 minutes. His was like 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe how it happened.
I felt every bit of it.
And you, pain relief did you have? Nothing.
And that, again, that wasn't anything to do with the fact that I thought I was superwoman, because I had every intention this time to, one, go in for an elected cesarean.
That's what I thought.
That was my birth plan. I was an elected cesarean. The reasons for that, because a lot of people asked me what my reasons for it were. I just wanted an elected cesarean. I just had a few things that bothered me on my brain. I'd done two out of the exit. And I just thought, I just went out the sunroof. You know, it's really hard to talk about because I feel like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So it's a really sensitive topic to talk about. That was just my options for many reasons. But our waters had broken on the Tuesday morning, And that was it. I was in hospital until I had him.
Wild.
It was a wild ride.
I was so surprised to hear that you had a that it was a vaginal delivery, because the whole time I'd thought it's
going
to be...
We were going for elected cesarean. Yeah, I know. But we're going to have to delve more, aren't we? Because this is just a little... This is a quick, fun episode.
This is just a little taster. We'll get into the full...
With my vagina. Tune in for Monday's episode.
If you want to know what happened with my sunroof, stay tuned.
Yes. If you want to know what didn't happen to Emma's vagina... Come in Monday. Come in Monday.
Coming in hot.
No one's coming in, no one. That was Sadie. Did you hear that?
Yeah, she just made her audio debut on the podcast.
She did.
She doesn't. How was it? She's a woman of few words. She doesn't say much.
She's got time.
Yeah.
There's time for her, yeah.
Yeah. I just can't stop looking at how small she is. Like, speaking about how big Joseph was as a baby, 9'1", right? I was like, this second baby's obviously going to be bigger. She was 7'6", which is like...
Wild, isn't it?
An average size for a baby. But to me, that seemed so tiny.
Dinky.
Like, I literally can't stop looking at all her features. I'm like, her eyes are tiny. Her nose is tiny. Her mouth is tiny. Her ears are tiny. Her fingers are tiny.
How big were your sisters? Did your sister have little babies? Has your sister had her baby?
No, still not. Oh, okay. No, at the time of right. At the time of record, no.
Right.
Her first...
She's due though, isn't she?
She's due more towards the end of April.
Got you.
Yeah. And she thinks she's going to go late. She was late with her first one, so... We will see.
And was her first one big?
So you'll never guess what. They actually will never know the birth weight because they recorded it wrong. And then when they did his checkup like a day later with the health visitor, he'd suddenly gained loads of weight. And they were like, this is impossible. Sorry, we must have recorded the weight wrong at birth. So they will never know the birth weight, which I would find incredibly annoying if that was me. But they'll never know.
So what was his new weight?
They put him down as like a 6 pound something. And then on his first weigh-in, he was like 7 pound something. And they were like, there's no way. Because normally the babies lose a little bit at the start, don't they?
About 10%, isn't it?
Yeah. So Sadie was down 6%. She was 7'6". Then she went down to 7'2". And then we're back up to 7'14 now. But
wow.
Yeah. But with my nephew, they'll never know. So around 7 pounds, I think. And then me and my sisters were all in the 7 pound mark as well. So Sadie's a very, very, very average. Joseph was just a big boy.
It was a big, big boy.
Big boy.
Even now, though, he's a bruiser now, though, isn't he?
Do you know what as well has really surprised me? And people did say be prepared for this. But as soon as you have a newborn baby, your toddler suddenly seems absolutely massive. Like, I'm like, sorry, did I just suddenly come home to a five-year-old child? Like, he
honestly
seems huge to me now. And like, when I do his nappy instead of hers, I'm like, Christ, these thighs. He's so heavy and solid, and he just seems like just absolutely gigantic to me now compared to her.
The amount of messages that I've got of people going, when did Dottie become 25?
Yeah, I know. It's the comparison, isn't it? It's wild.
It's mental. It's mental how big. And even my two, I didn't think they would, like you, because I had the same instance with Colby and Dottie as you are having with Joseph and Sadie, because the babies, Emma's two, have the same age gap as mine.
Yeah.
And I did the exact same as you. So I was like, I'm never going to have that feeling again because mine are already fucking huge. And then come home and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've got teenagers.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It was mental. Very mental feeling.
It is crazy. Like, and because I wasn't able to do stuff with him for a while because of the cesarean, it was like I would be with Sadie and then Stefan was doing a lot with Joseph. Now I'm a bit more able to like... change his nappy and get him dressed and all that stuff. So I feel like there was like a good 2 week chunk that I kind of missed of like hanging out with him. And then when I went back to being a bit more involved in looking after him, I was like, whoa, Christ, who is this? Who is this huge child?
Who is this massive baby? As you can tell, me and Emma have so much to talk about, and we could talk all bloody day. So we're going to come off of this episode and record next week's episode. So if you want to hear more, join in. Well, you can listen for the rest of this episode and then obviously join into Monday's episode as well. Okay?
Okay.
Don't tune out though, because we're still here. This episode.
Don't turn us off yet.
Don't. Or turn us on, you know, because we've been in enough trouble recently. Anywho, We've had some lovely messages about the baby, so we're going to share them now.
This one is from another Emma. She says, congratulations on the birth of your gorgeous babies, ladies. We need a photo of Renly and Sadie together. We do. So happy that they're here and safe. Oh,
I didn't even think of their first photo moment.
I know. I had so many comments being like, future wifey, future husband. No pressure, guys.
No pressure. I feel like we need to have a baby grow, like their matching baby grows with their names on them for their first ever podcast photo shoot.
Yeah, when we're back together in person in the studio, we'll sort it out. Got another message here from Annika. A little girl and a boy. Eek, how exciting. So happy for you both. Congratulations. But I have to know, Emma, did you make your holiday? Oh, yeah. I had quite a few messages about this.
Drum roll, please.
Centre Parks gate. We made it there and back without a baby. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was fully ready to call the paramedics on the rapids.
To be fair, I would say there wasn't that much content on your Insta. I feel like you were just soaking up every minute of it. There was some little bits that I was like, oh, Emma's away.
Spent the whole week panicking, to be honest. Couldn't relax while and enjoy Emma's myself. Away.
The baby's going to have a party.
No, it was fine. It was fine in the end. I was there like beginning of March, and then baby made her C-section date at the end of March. So it was all good. Thank you.
I am so happy that we are back.
Yes, I cannot wait to get stuck in.
If you have any messages for us, then do get in touch.
Yeah, you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com or we're Secret Mumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
And we've got another episode coming your way on Monday.
How exciting!
And we'll see you next time on the
Secret Mum Club.